We're sitting in the auditorium of the Karaka Pavilion, just a few hours ahead of the start of Karaka 2018. A much anticipated sale. Andrew Seabrook from New Zealand Bloodstock joining us on Talking Horses this morning. Andrew, you must be really excited about this sale about to finally get underway.
Yeah, really excited, Jo. Really looking forward to it starting. I'm excited, but I'm also a little bit nervous, but looking forward to it.
A little anxious, I'm sure, because the sale this year takes on a new format. Explain to us the reasoning behind that.
Okay, well, last year we sat down, Joe, after the sales, and as we always do, and we just thought that we needed a little bit of a change this year. Last year, K1 held up on 2016, the previous year, but K2 didn't. K2 was a disappointing sale, which was quite rare because normally if K1 goes up 20%, K2 would go up 20%. If K1 was down 5%, K2 would go down 5%. That didn't happen this year. So we thought, what do we do about that? So we thought we'd offer more horses to the international buying bench, get another, say, 250 from the traditional K2 sale, get the best horses on type, and bring those into a Book One to offer 700 horses. And I'm really pleased with how it's gone. We wanted to make the international stay that extra day, which they are doing. And traditionally, a lot of them have gone home on the Tuesday, have missed an opportunity to buy those horses that were traditionally in K2. And there's some bloody good horses that have come out of that sale over the years. So now they get to see them all. Most of them will be staying until Wednesday. And the ones that stayed for the whole week in previous years are still staying for that extra week. So, look, I'm excited about it, a little bit anxious, as you say, but I think it'll go pretty well.
How's the reaction been around the grounds this week during yearling inspections?
Reaction has been mainly positive about the new format. You know, when you announce a significant change, there's always people a little bit resistant. But in general, it's been very positive. The Australians have been very positive about it in particular, which has been great. They're enjoying seeing more horses and being out, so they're not missing any horses now under this new format. And so that's been great. And that's just great to see so many Australians here, actually.
The success of the recent Magic Millions sale on the Gold Coast must have injected enormous confidence into you and the rest of your sales team. What sort of trends are you expecting here based on what happened there?
Yeah, we always want Magic Millions to be strong because in general it gives us a good guide, and those buyers that may have been 50-50 on whether attending Karaka or not will now come to Karaka if they've missed out on a horse. But I don't think it'll be as bullishly strong as Magic Millions. I've got that $10 million race day which pumps up the prices a bit. Look, some of it will flow over, no doubt. So I'm picking it's going to be pretty good. But whether we see quite as bullish as Magic Millions, not quite so sure.
You mentioned their $10 million race day. Well, the Karaka Million race day here has been an enormous success. And this year, the program was stronger than ever.
Yeah, it was a great night last night. We had 12,000 to 15,000 people on course. The atmosphere was absolutely amazing. $2 million races, which for New Zealand's huge. Never has a race day in New Zealand had two $1 million races and four group races. It's now the best day of racing in New Zealand, and we will look to grow that in the future. And last night was awesome.
And the calibre of horses that are lining up in those sales races is improving every year.
Yeah, well, the three-year-old race last night, that was Group 1 quality. It was an amazing field. And next year, I just hope we can get some more Australian horses. We had one horse came across, obviously, from Chris Wallace, but let's hope next year we can get even more.
What are some of the trends you're anticipating over the coming days for this sale? Waikato, they were the leading vendor last year. They bring a huge draft to Karaka this year. Are they likely to be on top again?
It's going to be definitely between Waikato and Cambridge Stud. You know, Sir Patrick's last sale, and he's put a couple of his outstanding fillies in there. Waikato Stud, obviously, with Savabeel and the Savabeels are just going so well. So Savabeel will have a massive sale. We've got about 70 of them. Majority, of course, are at Waikato Stud. So it'll come between Waikato and Cambridge Stud, and hopefully it'll just flow on down.
And the emotions will be flowing this week with Sir Patrick lining up with his final draft of horses for Cambridge. What's your feeling around that at the moment? Because you've been associated with this company and Sir Patrick for many years now.
Yeah, no, it's a bit of an end of an era. You know, it's 25 years. Well, I've been here 25 years. So, he was my idol, and Sir Patrick growing up, and I grew up in Cambridge as well. And Amazing, really. And he's really been out and about. Like, normally Sir Patrick is just at his station at Cambridge Stud, but this week he's been out and about, going around and seeing the other vendors, which has been great. But he makes it very clear, don't worry, you haven't seen the last of me, because he's still got a lot of race horses, and he's kept the mares that he was in partnership with, so he'll be still selling here for a long time, I hope. But, you know, end of an era, and as you know, we're going to have a presentation for Sir Patrick in a couple of days' time.
I'm sure there'll be a few tears shed around the ground when his last yearling goes through under the Cambridge banner.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I know Sir Patrick he's a pretty emotional person, and there's been probably one or two tears already. It's going to be, as you say, quite an emotional time.
But it also marks an exciting time for the New Zealand breeding and racing industry, with Brendan and Joe Lindsay now stepping up to the plate at Cambridge. They've been enormous investors and supporters of New Zealand racing for a long time. It couldn't have fallen into better hands.
No, I'll tell you what, New Zealand is very, very lucky that a New Zealander has bought Cambridge Stud, because it could have very, very easily gone to overseas interests. And Brendan and Joe Lindsay are so passionate, honestly, and they're perfectionists. They've already started buying more brood mares. They've already bought another stallion. They've bought into another racehorse who hopefully will go on to be a great stallion. They're very passionate. So they will, it's just great for New Zealand. And I know that Sir Patrick and Lady Justine Hogan were thrilled to be able to sell it to a couple of very keen New Zealanders and horse people at that.
And it will shift a lot of global interest, or more than ever before, on this sale, breeding and racing circles around the world anticipating this moment in history for New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right. And it's been amazing, the talk all around the world. I was in Hong Kong for the international race in December, and all they were talking about was the sale of Cambridge Starters, you know, and the new owners, and the last time that Sir Patrick will be selling under Cambridge Stud in January. There was a lot of talk, and geez, the press we've got, not just from racing press like yourself, but just the general press, TV press all around the world, just focusing on. So it's drawn a lot of attention to the sales week, and the hype's been amazing this week. It's as good. No, it's probably the best I've seen, actually.
Well, that's encouraging, isn't it? And you mentioned international circles. What is the level of international interest like in this sale this year with the Hong Kong Jockey Club are here?
Hong Kong Jockey Club are here, but I think Hong Kong in general will be really strong. Our horses are going really well in Hong Kong at the moment, actually. We've had a really good couple of months, so that helps. You're only as good as your last horse, and Hong Kong will be really strong. But, you know, people ask me, you know, what's the biggest market, who you're looking for, and Australia is still our most important market. We should never forget that. 36 million Australia spent last year, 30 before that, 24 the year before that, and 22 the year before that. So the incremental increase in spend by Australians has been massive. Hong Kong will be good, as I say. Singapore, China continues to increase, and it's amazing given that gambling is illegal there. But it doesn't matter, they're buying horses not just to take up there, but to race in New Zealand and Australia. So Chinese presence will be pretty good. But our focus really for the last 12 months has really been trying to get more and more Australians here.
Andrew, thanks for taking the time to join us on Talking Horses this morning, ahead of what is going to be a very busy and important few days for you. All the best with the sale. I've no doubt it'll be a great success.
Thank you very much, Joe. Really appreciate it.